There's no doubt that together we've all been through some really difficult times these last couple of years. And those trials have a tendency to make us forget the blessings that we already have. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Life, look, is almost never perfect. Sure, there are patches where pretty much everything is going well, but they never seem to last long. There's always something, a health issue, a financial issue, a relationship issue, something. And if it's not something out there, then it's something inside. Low self-esteem, fear, envy, something. Then drop a global pandemic on top of all that. Hey, it's easy to descend into a doom and gloom that you simply can't shake. Enter the power of God's Word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Whatever happens, always be thankful. This is how God wants you to live in Christ Jesus. Whatever happens doesn't leave you any wriggle room. There's no get-out clause, no exception. You and I, we can't plead, well, yeah, but look at the horrible place where I live. Look at the terrible job I have. Look at... No, whatever happens, always be thankful. Because your job is the envy of anybody who's unemployed. The place where you live is the envy of every homeless person on the planet. That one smile you managed to have yesterday is the envy of everyone who's depressed. Your health is the envy of every hospital patient. And make no mistake, your lifestyle is the dream of so many other people on this planet. Don't let your difficult times make you forget the blessings that God has poured out on you. A thankful heart has such an amazing power to lift you out of the deepest, darkest hole. So whatever happens, always be thankful, because that's how God wants you to live in Christ Jesus. And that's His Word, fresh for you today. Hey, there's such power in God's Word, the power to reach even into the darkest place to lift us out. That's why I'd love to send you your Fresh Devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.